And then all of a sudden we were like, all right, 15 minutes to totality, 9 minutes, 4 minutes. And it was like, holy cow, it's actually here.
Eclipse on Tap is brought to you by Speciation Artisan Ales, one of our favorite spots.
The best sour ales in town, if best, not anywhere.
The best for a end of bike ride stop, which is what we usually do.
We go for the sour ales. They've also got ciders, seltzers, wines, Underberg.
Yeah, really anything you can need.
Yeah.
Very unique, awesome flavors. Get a flight. I mean, you can taste a number of different types of beers, ciders, whatever your palate desires.
Absolutely. Located on Wealthy Street in Grand Rapids. Check it out. Welcome back to Eclipse on Tap, the podcast where we talk about eclipses of all kinds and space in general. Episode 75. We just witnessed totality, folks.
And we have a virgin in our midst who wasn't with
my
us.
My cherry was popped.
Nathan, you...
Beyond belief.
Yeah. What a day we had.
What a day. What a beauty.
Here
what
in New, an absolute Newcastle, beauty. Indiana.
Yeah. Newcastle, Indiana. We witnessed an incredible totality event. Something that was a little uncertain at times in the lead up, as you heard us talk about last night in episode 74 in the pre-eclipse final chat. But we nailed it. We got the weather right. We woke up this morning to a clear sky. A little bit of haze.
We had rain last night, and then this morning I rolled over and spooned you and I looked out the window,
held your breast,
and suddenly
it was
clear. Was there it was nice and sunny. The forecast for cloud cover for high clouds much less, I think, than we thought, maybe to a meteorologist.
Yeah, the jet contrast were worse than any clouds.
I was gonna say, more than anything, we had a lot of jet traffic.
Yeah, coming in and out of Indy. And
a lot of them just follow the signal out of Indy, and then they make their turn to go to, you know, Minnesota, or turn to go to Detroit or wherever they're going. But there's a lot of traffic over this particular airport.
Yeah.
I am so glad, like, driving from Wapakoneta, I just happened to look at the weather based on looking at the magazine that we had. Looked at Newcastle, and it was looking good. I'm so glad we decided to go here.
Yeah, Newcastle.
That like, changed everything.
Hey, it did.
Let's put them up.
Newcastle, Indiana, at Totality 2024. We did it, team. We accomplished our goal.
Mission accomplished.
In the best possible way. Oh, yeah. That's a nice
crack. Come on,
babe.
Bring it in.
I had to open it. I was trying to get it open.
7 years in the making. We saw Totality again in absolute full. Wonderful time. Cheers.
Cheers.
And, so as we were driving from Wapakoneta, David and I were in the back of the RV, and you were looking at the magazine with a totality map and realized that, east of Indy was the dead center line of Newcastle, Indiana, right on the dead center line of totality. And we made the call to the first campground that popped up. We talked about it last night, but they had two spots that they didn't think they'd have for us. It just all fell into place.
Yeah.
And then today the ball just kept rolling. So from the very beginning, Newcastle, Indiana, and Cornerstone Campground brought us the good mojo, and we just kept it rolling.
A lot of good people around here. We had people coming over to the telescopes, people asking us about, you know, our Eclipse on Tap swag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vests and
David
shirts
made
and
breakfast.
Everything.
I was seeing in every single egg that he put into that bowl, I was seeing the sun, just that yolk shining through.
Yep. It set the day off on the right foot. But
I put a lot of yolk in those eggs.
a lot of sun.
A lot of seasoning.
Sunny side up. truly wonderful experience. I say we just go round circle and just talk through what you experienced. We'll start with the virgin no longer. Nathan, what was your totality experience like?
A lot of emotions. When we got to about 50%, you could definitely feel the temperature dropping. And like, we were all kind of, you know, like the lighting was changing. I think on our live stream, I kept saying, like, it looks like you're looking through sunglasses when you don't have any sunglasses on. like you've got like an amber tint or a like a light gray tint, something on where it's like filtering the light, you know, and it's just building up to it. The thing that like really caught me off guard is how quickly it happens, because you guys were talking about that, like first contact all the way through to totality was going to be like, it's going to go fast. And it was like, oh, all right, we got first contact, and I'm like sending out the messages to, you know, my coworkers and whoever. And you're like, okay, now we're in it, and it's, you know, we're just going to work our way up to totality. But it went a lot quicker than I anticipated. Yep. Like, I thought we were, you know, that we were going to be in that stage, and, you know, it still is an hour and a half or whatever, but the time just passed, and then all of a sudden we were like, all right, 15 minutes to totality, 9 minutes, 4 minutes, and it was like,
yeah,
holy cow, it like, it's actually here. And when it hit, I can't describe the feeling. Like it's out of body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel like you are observing what's happening from above yourself or something. Like it's just out of body what was going through my mind and everything. And just like I had my phone with a mic, so I was getting everybody's reaction, just kind of like panning the crowd and getting the horizon. Yeah, it like the way it's like a wave coming in.
Mm-hmm.
The cloud coming in is sure. Like a wave, because Dad kept saying like, you see it coming, you see it coming, and you do. You see like it looks like a storm cloud coming towards you, but there's no storm.
It's the shadow of the moon.
Yeah, and you're just like, all right, here it comes, here it comes. And then the cameras on our phones pick up a lot of light, so it really doesn't do justice to how dark it was at the time of totality. And you know, it was we've watched it like probably a dozen times now, like, mm-hmm, David saying 7 years for this.
7 years in the making, we've been preaching. Yeah.
And you know, just getting everybody's reaction was so cool. I loved it. I mean, I just wish I could have like frozen time,
mm-hmm,
when we were in totality.
Just lay in the umbra.
It was so cool. And it was good that you had the app going, so we had like Gordon talking us through it, and then Dad had the telescope going. He had taken the solar filter off, so like he called me over to like look through it.
And during totality. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, but because there's you for me anyways, it was like overwhelming, and it's like I got to remember to take all these different things in, and having you guys that had experienced it before was really cool too. And it was just, I mean, that moment where like right as totality's hitting, Dad's like, here we are, it's here.
Yep.
You know, and then all of a sudden take your glasses off and you're looking at something that I've seen the photos, but it was so different seeing it live.
It always is. Yeah. It feels like,
yeah, you walking around before totality, you know, once we were into the eclipse,
yeah,
you were just walking around like, I can't hold still, I can't hold still.
I was like, I was a nervous ball of energy.
Yeah, it was a giddy time for sure when you're leading up, when you get that first contact. But yeah, so it was an awesome first eclipse for Nathan. And then, let's just keep it going round circle. Eclipse Chaser Dad, what was your totality?
So first off, we are giving me a new handle, going from Race Chaser Dad to Eclipse Chaser Dad.
Yep, I changed it in my phone.
So the biggest thing, I think, was realizing that last time when we were in totality and everybody was just looking up at the sky going, holy, what is going on right now during totality?
Mm-hmm.
This time we were like, oh. And I'm thinking of going into it going, I got to get this filter ready to get off, because now we can look at it with the scope. Last time we didn't.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
I just took I left the filter on last time.
Right,
so this time I was like, oh, I got to remember to get the filter off, you know?
Yeah.
So that was really what kind of threw me, is seeing that big red spike of flame. And it was just amazing.
Yeah.
Just absolutely amazing. Looking at it through the scope was just stunning.
Yeah, we had the nice 1-2 punch where we were like, all right, 3, 2, 1, and then you pull it off, and I went and got the photo. It was just we had a good plan, and I think that was indicative of our second experience, just as you say.
I couldn't believe the color out of it, out of the telescope. Yeah. Like, you could pick up the pinks and the
There was some greens.
And but yeah. greens. Yeah. And,
To David's point, though, that countdown, he was doing the countdown, so I'm going, okay, yeah. listening to his countdown, going, okay. And, you know, yeah. when he got down to the one, I was like, okay, popping off the filter.
Yeah, yeah. I think that Gordon's app, I'll let David talk about it, because yeah. David was the one that had it going.
We owe Gordon a shout-out, because that was...
Oh, huge.
Yeah. Yeah. That was and huge. So anything else that you noticed this time that was, you know, like of note for your
I
second
think
experience?
What we could see was much more defined.
Yeah.
You know, like you said last time with the moon a little further away, still total eclipse, mm-hmm. but a little further away, you didn't get quite the detail we did this time. I mean, yeah. just crazy. Plus, the duration was twice as long.
Yeah.
And as it happens, the campground we found is in the middle of the eclipse path.
Yeah.
So it's yeah no I think that just the reaction of the crowd, you know, yeah. listening, once we started hooting and hollering, everybody did
yeah.
around mm-hmm. us. They were like a little uptight, I think, before that, and then once they realized, holy cow, this is really incredible,
mm-hmm.
then we heard other, you know, camps hooting
so
and hollering.
It's all right let out a yip
yeah.
when you're yeah. watching totality for
yep.
sure.
Yeah, it was crazy
awesome.
I was hoping it would when we were through totality, I was like, let's just rewind that, let's yeah. just do that yeah. again.
Yep.
Well, when David at one point shouted at like 254 into totality, I was like, no, there's no way it's been 3 minutes already. Yeah. And, yeah. But it was, we had 254 to go. Yeah, I was like, oh, God, yeah. thank God.
254 yeah. to go. It yeah. was counting down. I thought it was counting up, but yeah it was counting down. My brain didn't work all the way. Sorry.
Yeah, no, but you're good. So, David, what was your second totality experience like?
Well, like, I think the biggest thing would be like the... speed that it seemed to go much faster than last time. I think we were yeah. we were talking after the fact, but it seemed like the approach or the partial all the way to second contact was like much faster than the first time around. But I think this time around I knew what was happening, I knew what was to come. The first time I went through it, I didn't have any idea.
Yeah.
So and I feel like it just maybe took a little longer, but this time around seemed to go much quicker. The one thing that has stood out to me in both eclipses has been the very last second mm-hmm. where it goes Bailey's beads, diamond ring. Like both times I've had the opportunity just to look at that, and it is just like the moon's just like hooking into place.
Yeah.
And it is the most stunning thing ever.
It's perfection.
And then it's unbelievable. And then right when that happens, you can see four planets right there, and that's the one of the things that stood out to me this time around is just you could see four planets. We had one planet in 2017, Venus.
Like right away you yeah. could see Venus before yeah. totality.
And that was in the same spot as it was mm-hmm. last time too, which yep. was kind of crazy.
Bottom right.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just, yeah, you're just kind of the whole time I'm like pacing around and I just couldn't believe it. Like I was just belting diamond ring as yeah. soon as it happened, because I was just waiting for that moment, and it was just so surreal. The whole thing's very surreal, and it happens so quickly. This is twice as long as 2017 about, so that was really, really nice to have that extra time. I was just trying to look at it as much as I could with my naked eyes,
mm-hmm.
and listen to Gordon guide me through the whole eclipse, which that app is awesome. I mean, a believer
down to
now,
the second.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Down crazy. To the second.
When
yeah. he called everything out.
Off, Matt was right there with the camera on the eyepiece. Yeah. It yeah. was crazy.
Yeah. I was listening to it. Like I think that's something, you know, shout out to Dr. Gordon Telepin's Solar Eclipse Timer app, friend of the podcast and someone who was also witnessing totality in Missouri, but his app this time around, like it existed in 2017. We didn't really know so much about it. And even if we did, I don't think we would have really like known enough to really take advantage of it. It's great for beginners as well, don't get me wrong, but once you kind of know and you have a better understanding of eclipse phenomena
yeah.
and the timing of everything, it's like an aid almost. It just helps you, because even at the very end when we were just about to put the solar filter back on and the diamond ring is like, you know, scooting, you can see it, I'm like still snapping a couple photos, and I was just listening in my right ear to Gordon count 3, 2, 1, and then boom, we put the filter back on before my retinas burned out.
Yeah.
And
well, to David, what David just said with, you know, you go from the Bailey's beads into the diamond ring, and it's kind of like you get to totality, it's like the star on top of the Christmas tree.
Yep.
It's like, it's done. Here we go. Let's rock and roll.
It is. It's so amazing. Like, just, it's almost like the moon. It's that tiny little sliver.
Tiny little sliver.
The tiny little sliver. And it's just like the moon just kind of like hooks right in this place there. And it, like, you can see it happen with your naked eye. You can look up at it. I mean, even if you're not supposed to look at with your naked eye, I did it anyway. But you can see it happen, and it's just like, holy shit. That, I mean, the same, like, I happened to catch it the first time we did it too.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment where it just kind of hooks right into place, and you're just like, what on earth am I looking at right now? This is not normal.
Yeah, when you see it like hook in, if you, maybe not for your first eclipse, but if you've been to one now, like I was with you too, like I took my glasses off like a split second before, you could kind of see that brightness of the diamond ring, but there's something about it when it hooks into place. You see that diamond ring, and then the outline of the moon, almost it's like a laser border, you know, just like, and then boom, there it is. And then as it continues to go further and fully click in, then you get that corona to spike out the side. But that initial, you see that outline of the moon, you're like, oh my, that's it. That like, there it is. There's the total eclipse. And yeah, it's awesome. So any other thoughts on your second time around?
This one was just different. I mean, just overall, I mean, it, I think the path is a little bit different. The hype going into it, obviously we've been hyped about it for 7 years, but just the national hype, I feel like, was different. Maybe more because I was paying attention to it more this time around versus last time before we went, because I really didn't know what we were actually going to see. But I just think it was great that many major cities in the U.S. got to see this. And it's just, you can't really put towards just the fact that you had four planets visible and it was a 115-mile wide path. That just, we're so lucky. So truly lucky to be able to see that. So,
you know, like, to your point, we were so lucky to be able to see that. And one of the things, you guys mentioned it before in the last total solar eclipse, but we're next to a highway and these trucks are just driving through like no big deal. Like, just
flip the lights on and
just gotta keep going, get my delivery where it's gotta go. It's like,
gotta slow down,
stop, look at what you're what you could be experiencing right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. The,
gotta get those Doritos delivered.
Yep. Gotta get them Doritos.
4 minutes isn't gonna cost you that much.
No.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Not to cut in, but to talk to your mom, Nathan and David's mom, afterward, Mrs. Eclipse Chaser.
Mrs. Eclipse Chaser,
she was really excited, and she kept going out in the front yard, and the guys had given her a pair of glasses, and she was just charged up. When she called me, she was like, oh my gosh, it was so fun, and it got down to this just this little tiny gold strip. I kept going out there, and all the neighbors wondered what was going on, and I was talking to them about it. So she was really excited.
That's awesome. Yeah, fantastic. 94% is no joke. That's like about as best a partial as you can get.
And
right?
With those glasses, it's a little gold strip.
Yeah. Tiny
and
little sliver.
And they had a perfectly clear sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, beauty sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. What about you, Matt?
So, it was just an incredible day. I think I look at this as a huge accomplishment, really. I mean, it was a struggle to find where we wanted to go. We, as a crew, stayed fluid from the beginning. We kept our plan for this pilgrimage to totality in a fluid state from the first moment we started planning it. And then all the way through till the active, you know, driving around, we're still in that fluid state. That's what we said. If you go back and you listen to episode 1 or 2 or 3, we kept saying that, well, we got to keep it fluid. You know, that's like the mantra.
Race chasers still pissed we didn't go to
we
Maine.
Did, well, we could have gone to Maine, guys.
We could have gone to Maine.
We could have gone to Maine.
Go ahead.
I have a question for you and David.
Yeah.
David, your wife and your girlfriend showed up. What did you guys think of that?
That was special. I felt like that was also one of those meant-to-be moments as far as the way that everything shook out. You know, yesterday morning, there was still a very real possibility we were going to Maine. And we kind of made the game time choice to stay local into the greater Midwest area, central Indiana. And as a result of that decision, which was, I think, the best decision for us, it also meant that Julia and Jen respectively could come down, and it was that was super special to have a couple people that we weren't fully expecting to be here, right? It's like a bonus.
Yeah.
And then for them in and of their own experience to have seen it, and have always they'll have that forever. Yeah.
One of my coworkers cross town, you know, watching it and texting back and forth with me during the whole eclipse. But yeah, for you guys to have your girlfriend and your wife here, that was pretty special too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And my two dogs as well. They didn't get to see it, but they were in it. I mean, they were in the darkness, right? It was a very special day. So I think just the nearly 7 years leading up from the last one, right? And all of the things that have gone on over that time. Like, we started this podcast, we got better equipment, we built out a really awesome community through both the space side and the cycling side as well to form just an awesome group. Like, we shout out to a lot of the folks that we were talking about last night, from the team and beyond, you know, John Harris, good friend of the podcast from Ecliptic Brewing, the owner of Ecliptic Brewing, has since, you know, stepped down from that full-time endeavor and was hoping to join us for the eclipse. Fortunately, he wasn't able to make it. You know, he's coming from Portland, Oregon, and it's a bit of a shot at the dartboard to say, where do I fly into, right?
Yeah.
But he was texting me a bit ago, and he tuned into the live stream on Instagram. So shout out to Julia for being here. She definitely absorbed the entire experience with her naked eyes, but was also doing a great job of holding up the cell phone, my cell phone, while we were live on Instagram to allow all of the viewers that chimed in to see what was going on. And she like put the lens to the totality through the telescope as well. But John Harris hopped on that, and he texted that he's like, hey, it sucked that I couldn't be in totality, but I felt like I loved being on the live stream.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, like just reciprocating that back to him, you know, he was the first, Ecliptic Brewing was the first partner that Eclipse on Tap had originally, which is really cool. Like that, and that dates back dang near, 6 years?
So it's been brought up that I was pissed that we didn't go to Maine. but the thing that changed my mind was yesterday when you found that website that was saying there was going to be like 40% clouds,
but
only
five.
The thickness was 5%. Yeah. So that was like, oh, shoot, that's like most of the contrails today were heavier than that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so
shout out
that,
to...
That was one of those things, that another shout out. That's a great website.
Yeah, Pivotal Weather is the name of it. And they, that kind of... That was maybe the deal breaker, I think.
That was the deal breaker
in terms
for me.
Of decision.
I mean, I was harassing you guys all day. We could have gone to Maine. But that, knowing that it's only 5%.
5% thickness. Yeah. And when we woke up today and we recognized, this is what 5% is,
it was like, you know, immediately when we got up, we got the telescopes out, got the solar filters on, just took a look at the sun. And you could see, like, a haze around it, but it wasn't enough to, like, obstruct your view of it. It wasn't enough that, like, I mean, put it this way, I don't think we could have found better skies anywhere.
No.
Because it was, that we really didn't have cloud cover today.
That's right.
We had a little bit of wispy.
Most of what we saw was the contrails. I mean, seriously. Yeah. Once all those planes started coming through about 10:30 in the morning, it was like, what the heck?
Yeah. There was
before
some jet
that,
traffic.
It was clear.
Yeah.
And they just kind of spread after they fly over.
Yeah, they start to dissipate and form their own little like mini clouds.
Yeah. The government.
And I think, I think what was really cool.
We didn't
cool,
have tinfoil out.
We didn't.
No.
But the really neat thing was that right at like 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time was our totality. 3:09 and 11 seconds to be exact, thanks to Gordon's app. And starting at 2:45, 2:30, we had a great partial with no, I wouldn't even call it like impeding cloud cover at all.
Yeah.
But then at when totality hit, it was nothing. Like it all the there was no clouds in our view. And it was backed up exactly to our campsite. We set up the tent this morning. We set up the cornhole. We just got everything going slowly but surely, got the cameras ready.
That's
I think
one
we were
thing
very
that,
well prepared.
That like caught me off guard though is like there's no clouds, but because of the darkness you feel like it's a cloud.
Yeah.
You know? Like you feel like, oh man, it's like getting cloudy, it's getting dark out.
Mm-hmm.
And the closer the totality gets, you start to see that where everybody was comparing it to wearing a weird pair of sunglasses because it's just this shadow that's coming across from the moon.
Right.
Yeah, we got some incredible footage. So I'm definitely grateful for that on this round two as well. I think, you know, we snapped some like lucky photos for the first round in 2017. But this time we were fully prepared. Like we have GoPros from multiple angles. We have the 360 camera from its entire angle. We had some clip-on, like just all sorts of stuff. And I don't think any of that like took away from the experience. We balanced it just right. We're saying, hey, we want to capture this for the people that like to see this sort of stuff, but it's not going to affect our experience. I'm not going to be sitting there just like shuddering photos the entire time, and then the last 5 seconds look at it with my naked eye. Like David said, seeing it with the naked eye is the only way to truly, like any photo, even in the best possible camera with the best possible magazine, whatever, it's not the same. It's not quite the same.
I couldn't believe the size of it either. Like, I don't know why I was thinking it was going to be smaller, but then like when I finally, because I was nervous to look up at it, like I was looking more like peripherally, you know, at the ground level to see what the darkness level was and everything, because you're witnessing that come in and everything's changing on the ground level, and I was a little bit, till I knew you guys were like, okay, it's totality, and then I finally looked up at it. I couldn't believe the size of it. Like it's a stunning figure in the sky.
Yeah. As soon as I yelled diamond ring, that's like, look.
Yeah.
It's like, that's right at the start of totality.
Yep.
Yeah. It just clicked into place and off we went. And I think during that time period too, like there's just funny things. We look back at the 360 camera and there's a point where like David and I were on the same wave for sure, because we're literally jumping up and down at the exact same time. Like as it was clicking in, there's just certain things that your emotions take over and you just start jumping, or you start, you know, yelling or yipping or yeeing or whatever noise you're making.
Yeah.
And you can't help yourself.
I think one of you let out a big howl, and then I was like, it just feels like the right thing to do. And I was like, whoa.
It's,
you know, it's like, it's such a surreal moment that you're like, you just have to like let it out. It's cool.
It is like an otherworldly type experience, something that, I mean, and I just hope the folks that came along for the ride from the community, that I hope, you know, David and I were talking about it. We went up to Walmart, just north of our campground to pick up some additional rations for this evening. And we were chatting like, in this nearly 7 years leading up to this, our hope was to influence people to go down to this eclipse. And I think we've achieved that goal, because there's a lot of people.
We met so many people just at this campground, the Neil Armstrong Museum. Yeah. Like,
it's just been special to be able to hopefully have been, I think we talked about it, I think just the episode maybe as we were leaving, but to be people's like eclipse ambassador, right?
Yeah.
Like to have brought them to this experience where previously, and maybe for the rest of their life, would have been like, oh yeah, it was cool. You know, where you're like,
I'm just so glad. Like Brian Obermeier, he was in totality, and
I
believe Dikema was.
Yeah, Dikema,
Mike Tekella.
Tekella, like, had a lot of people make the trip, and it wasn't. You didn't have to go very far. That's the nice thing too for like the locals in Grand Rapids. But I think we hopefully influenced more people, just nationwide to show up to it.
Absolutely.
That listened to us. But I think I mean, I even had coworker that went down to Texas, and I showed you that totality image that he got. So he ended up staying in, I think, close to Austin area. Thought about maybe going up to Arkansas, didn't do it, stayed put. But
yeah,
they still could see it a little bit hazy. He said it until third contact, it really stayed clear. So
good.
So they got a good show too. So yeah, it's just really good to be able to, I honestly can't believe it's already come and gone, but to be, you know, we put all this into 7 years of spreading the word and, you know, really spreading the good news.
Yeah.
I said it right before, or right during totality, I think I did. This is what we've been living and breathing for a long time, because it was such a huge impact in 2017. And I'm so glad we got more people to come down here and see this. And yeah, Jen got to see it. Julia got to see it.
Absolutely.
You know, Nathan, it was a huge,
Gary,
huge
Teresa, Flash.
Yeah, Gary, yeah.
Yeah, Gary Teresa.
Sorry,
Flash,
I just heard back, our second guest, Flash.
They've gone to slumber.
Yeah, he is out.
But we're gonna catch them.
Day.
We'll catch them on like the one of we said yesterday, kind of jokingly, but I'm totally serious. The next like 6 months of episodes, we're probably just gonna have like, okay, Gary's on, and then, you know, Rob Mendering, he was down, or Brian Overbrand, anyone that was there. Like, we have so many people now to just share and capture.
Well, to your credit, this experience, though, after the first one, this whole thing has started from that first experience.
Yeah.
That first eclipse. I
brought that up a number of times.
So you're 7 years in,
yeah.
And here you are doing it again.
Yep.
So here we go for another 7 years. But you know, speaking of that, we've been invited to go to Australia for 2028.
July.
I'm thinking I'm going to do that. That's
July
22nd. That's a bucket list item. That's a retirement thing to do.
Yeah. Know? It goes from the north.
Like that's very B.
Northwest.
It's very B of you.
Northwest Australia all the way down to the southeast corner of Australia. And it's July 22nd, 2028. Would be a beautiful eclipse. There's also one in 2026 that ends in Spain, which would be cool.
July there is winter.
That's true. Gary did say that. He said the weather's a little shoddy at times, but it could be like kind of like this, April 8th, right?
Right.
Springtime in the Midwest.
One of the things we talked about was you're talking monsoon season and tornado alley. You just have to. You're in the middle of April or the beginning of April, so it's
absolutely
it's April showers. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for sure. Tornadoes spinning up and just people that we knew in our direct community, and we were able to encourage them over the years to get down here, and I think that they just I can only hope that they just had a wonderful day and got some great viewing. But I give shout out to my buddy Eric Ball down in Austin, Texas. Austin actually cleared up, like you were saying, for the first three contacts. He got a great view of totality, which was just awesome, because previously it was like literally like a tornado stormy looking gnarliness in Texas. Gordon Telepin, a friend, was in Missouri, got some great footage. Andy Versteeg, my buddy, was in Indy. We actually
Brian,
had quite a few Oakmeyer. People. Brian was in Ohio. Mitch was in Ohio from Speciation. Rob Mendering was, I think, somewhere. I don't know if he was in Ohio or not, but just so many people. It's like, this is cool. It's a really, so there's this sense of, it's weird, like it's like a sense of relief after having like really chased this one down. Like this one, like obviously it all took so much work from the four of us and from Gary.
I still
and
can't believe how well it came together.
Yeah, it just felt like it was like really.
The fact that we found this campground.
Yeah.
The conditions were perfect. We had this like perfect setting. You know, earlier in the day we were playing cornhole and like.
I could not have dreamt
out
it.
There.
Couldn't have dreamt it and any then, better.
Flash with his mom and dad here.
Yeah.
And they're just as excited as he is.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how we got the invite to Australia. But then him saying, well, this is worth a 10 or a 12 or a 14 or a 16-hour drive. I would do this all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, yeah, exactly.
And he was another one that broke the seal today just seeing his first total eclipse, you know.
Yeah, and I think he probably got a better, like when we were, even yesterday morning, you know, Gary, Teresa, and Flash were, I don't want to say along for the ride because they're certainly a huge part of this trip, but they were just saying, we're going to go where you guys go.
Yeah.
And so when we were talking still, like even like 10 o'clock yesterday, like we might go to Maine. Like, I don't
they're
know
like,
if they
okay.
fully.
They okay.
They were saying that, but I'm sure they were like, okay. And but, then now they're like, I get it.
Yeah.
You would go anywhere for it.
We offered to share drivers though. We would have put a driver in their car.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In their rolling Motel 6.
But I think like now that they saw it, they would probably be like, now I really get it. I would drive 20 hours if I had to.
Yeah.
Like you go where you get to totality, get to the path, and like just witness this so the next time it comes around in the continental U.S., 2044 and 45 ways out. So we're gonna go international at some point in between. Have to.
I FaceTimed with Emrys this morning and he was all like,
yeah. I got to say hi to him.
Yeah. I really wish I would have gone with you, Dad.
Oh,
like,
poor guy.
I was like, yeah, I do too, dude. Like,
but he'll be like our age. He'll be in his 30s in 20. The next
he's five now, so.
Yep. Yeah. So he'll be 25.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah, he'll be sitting at the table with us.
And you guys will
he'll be the one pouring the drinks.
Yeah, you guys will be approaching retirement, and I'll be the one you're wheeling around in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
20 years from now, I hope to be retired.
I hope I'm approaching retirement, but I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell. You never know.
Right? Where are we going to go? We got to get the map ready to go now.
Yeah, so. We do. And one thing we need to do tomorrow.
We got 20 years
to we need
get that
to,
map print.
You had a Sharpie, right, up here?
We got 4 years.
We
I
need
got
to
you,
we need to open up that magazine. If you're I know it's your astronomy magazine, but not right now even, but tomorrow open it up to the page that shows Indiana, the one that you saw Newcastle, Indiana, and we should all
just
sign it.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll sign the map. And then like you said, frame it or something. That's special. You get everybody that was here. I mean, Julia and John, unfortunately, they've already left for this evening, but to capture everyone that was here for the most part, that'd be just a cool thing, a cool memoir. So as a closing remark, I feel like this totality was everything we hoped for and more, because it was different. Like, it did have different colors. The Corona was more dynamic. There was, it was closer. It has so many similar characteristics to 2017, and yet it's so unique. Like, it's so unique from 2017. To me, 2017 looked more like a black hole. It looked like a portal into another dimension, which was cool in its own right.
This was
this
just
one looked
dancing
like
in front of us.
It was going nuts. Yeah. It was so, it looked more like Northern Lights-y, like just the green, like the colors.
The colors.
Yeah. It was way more colorful. Yeah. So,
I'm going to start the chant. Four more years. Australia.
This one had its own personality for
it
sure.
Did. Oh, for
it,
sure.
And I just, you could feel it right from the beginning. For some reason, I just like, this one's going to be different.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of like talk and hype beforehand, but this one definitely, once it hit, it came like a flash, and it just like, boom.
Yeah,
it was there, and it just, yeah, it was just nuts.
That 4 minutes was just here and gone.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. And the one thing too, I want to say real quick too, is as a shout out to the new friends that we met here, you know, at Cornerstone Campground, there's a ton of people here. There's a ton of people even here tonight still staying the night, which is great. Hanging out for, David and I were likening it to when you go to NASCAR, you know, you see the race on Sunday, and then the real NASCAR fans stay on Sunday night, because then you can just enjoy, have fun packing up your camper. We're going to hang out by the fire. So for those that we met here today, huge shout out to all them.
Yeah, we met some really cool people. I know a lot of them followed us on Instagram, and were looking us up on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever. So shout out to everybody that we interacted with here. It was a great setting. Great, everybody we met was cool.
Yeah,
shared some stories, some beers, and
they were going crazy. We had two scopes set up.
Oh yeah,
we could go look through both scopes, two different eyepieces. Different. David's was a little bit more zoomed in.
Yeah.
Mine was a little bit more backed off. So a totally different view.
Yeah.
And bigger Corona zoomed in a little bit where you're seeing it much bigger.
Yeah.
Or you get the backed out view where you're kind of taking in the whole thing. You just crazy stuff where you see people that have never looked through a telescope before just being amazed.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where I was getting at with like the new friends we've made here. Even though we didn't know them necessarily, or they didn't follow the podcast in the 7 years leading up to this, I still feel so grateful for those 7 years, because it's allowed, obviously we're trying to build enthusiasm for others, but it maintained the enthusiasm for us the entire time. And it actually allowed us to, you know, we don't call ourselves eclipse experts by any means, but it just, again, the ambassador word comes back up. So like, even these people I've never met before, I can feel like I'm jumping right into conversation. I feel comfortable, and we're just talking about this, and we're excited about it. Whereas a lot of people, you might go ask them, even if they're there to see the eclipse and they're excited, say like, you excited to see it? And they're like, oh yeah, yeah. But like, if you get somebody like, this is our telescope, this is what our setup, this is what we do, we built this podcast, and here's a sticker, and here's a beer, and it just feels so good. And
it was awesome.
It's like the like new friends that will hopefully connect with us, and then maybe they'll go to Spain in 2026 or whatever. It's special. So
yeah. And I'd like to shout out John Larson, who was here with us in spirit.
Yes.
Oh, for
sure. The man who went with us to the first eclipse. He got to see it. I don't know what vantage point he had, but he got to see about maybe a 25-30% total.
Yeah.
Eclipse.
Sent us a nice
Northern
partial.
Northern California, yeah.
Northern Cal, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to him for sure.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, yeah. I wish John could have been here on this trip with us, but either way, yeah, got a great photo of the partial, and hopefully he was able to tune in maybe to the live stream as well, which was a nice segue, I think, a nice opportunity for people that just couldn't make the totality. Hopefully we were able to fill a little of that gap for you.
Yeah,
and after having listened to episode 1 and 2 and 3 and whatever it was last night, we kind of heard, shout out to you guys for 7 years in, way better equipment, way better at doing interviews, way better at the whole thing. It's just fun to listen to you guys now.
Yeah.
And it was back then too, but I mean, just the growth in what you're doing is pretty fun to listen to.
It's come a long way, and it's been just an absolute joy the entire time. And anytime I get to, it doesn't matter who it is, what cloth they're cut from, you're just talking to them about the eclipse. That's what you're talking about, a celestial event, and you're both on the same wave. It doesn't matter who they are or what they, you're just there as human beings, just enjoying this thing that like You don't buy a ticket for it. You don't have to, you have to go to a specific place, of course, but it's just, it's happening. Like what we said yesterday, we can say this and that and X and Y and Z about the cloud cover, but regardless, this moon is coming across the sun.
It's nature.
It's nature. This is just the way it goes.
The one thing I noticed today was David had to take that time to walk away again, and I just saw him staring at the ground like, what the heck
just like
happened?
That photo.
It was
right.
Just like the first one. I was like, wow, it just has that impact.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was like, I think in one of the videos you can hear me say it, like, I'm shaking. Like, I was just like, I couldn't hold still.
Yeah, it was like my heart was racing, and then even after, I was like taking deep breaths, and at one point I kind of just like put my hands on my knees and just bent over for a second just to kind of be like, it is incredible. Something that just the way it hits you, it's weird. It's really wild. Gary, who's with us, of course, was telling us on the lead up to this trip, he was reading an article, like a scientific article, about like the emotional reaction and the emotional connection to eclipses.
You definitely feel it.
And it's like a whole study that I don't know whoever did it. I can get more info from him, but like there's clear connections, of course. Like there's a really tight connection between seeing this and it becoming like part of your identity. So it's almost like validation too, because obviously for the last 7 years we've been just like eclipse.
Yeah.
And then now people are like, oh my God. Yeah.
Are we all going to get eclipse tattoos now?
We talked about that after 2017.
Yeah, I did get a sticker.
I was thinking
to put on
like
my telescope.
Lower back or
left lower butt back.
Cheek.
Lower back, Nathan.
Just going to do a little tramp stamp at DR.
Maybe.
A little butt cheek tattoo. Maybe. But it was just an incredible day. A wonderful, just the best weather we could have had. We were in shorts and t-shirts in Indianapolis on April 8th. I almost
went for the coat when we got close to totality because it dropped that much. It was like,
it's crazy.
I was like, I got to get like a coat on. And then
it dropped
as soon as we came
degrees.
Out of it, you're like, okay, it's warming back up.
Yeah. The temp drop was wild. And the last thing I'll say too, from just the visual of it, I think stepping into 2017 and it was a very charismatic spot we had. A quietly charismatic spot, right? You would have never, it was very unassuming. It was an Affordable Dentures that was closed for the day. We parked there. No one else was there. We suddenly built like this little bubble of people coming into this grassy lot. We got the highway on the left. We got the open sky on the right. And then we pull into this campground for 2024 after, you know, kind of an up and down weather chasing, cloud chasing experience. And we back in and it's like, wait, there's a highway on the left. There's the open sky on the right. It like looks the same. It's,
yeah.
Everything really just felt like a special connection. Something about, it's all started with Newcastle. And then we made the call. And like I said, we talked to people today that had their campsites booked for 7 years. They booked it right after the last eclipse.
Yeah.
They probably flipped to the map. They said, oh, cool, Newcastle. And in this case, they're actually friends with the people who ended up buying this campground. But either way, they had plans built for 7 years. And yet we got lucky enough the day before to slip right in to suit two very premium spots. So huge shout out to Cornerstone Campgrounds for their very warm hospitality during this totality experience.
And the pizza's good, too.
The pizza's good.
Phenomenal.
Pizza's great.
Really good, actually. Yeah. Like, just a fantastic spot. So if you're in Newcastle, Indiana, you're looking for a place to plop down and, stop for on the way for a road trip or just a destination, who knows, with your RV or your tent, Cornerstone Campground.
The little... corner store has frappes, lattes, coffees.
Boom. Yeah. Anything you
the
really
fishing
need?
Looks pretty good too, honestly.
Some,
that
some
little
nice
pond that's out here.
Pond,
although stay clear of the geese. Yeah. I pissed one off today.
What'd you do?
Mama Goose was sitting on
I went
egg.
Out into one of the little dock things and she was like sitting on eggs, and actually one of them had fallen into the water, so I think that was a goner.
Mm.
But she had probably three or four eggs underneath her, and she just hissing at me the whole time I was sitting out there.
It's a dinosaur thing. It's like wild. But yeah, Cornerstone Campgrounds has been just the best possible landing spot for us in Newcastle, Indiana. So of course, follow us on at Eclipse on Tap on Instagram and Twitter, X, Facebook, all of the above. We're on there. You'll find us. And so if you're a new friend of the podcast, we hope you enjoyed your experience and that maybe you listen to this on your drive home. Follow us for more. We talk about more than just eclipses as well. Rocket launches, space. It's very casual in nature. We're not trying to be your expert, thrust capacity stats and all this and that. We're just looking to build enthusiasm and get people outside looking up at the night sky.
In fact, if you want to hear a certain topic, submit your topic to us. We'll talk about it.
We've been trying to get people to submit topics for about 7 years.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So all of our new friends, like, hey, lob us a topic you wanted to have discussed, and we'll discuss it. Or lob us your thoughts on today. And
yeah, absolutely.
We can discuss that.
That's a good one. Send us a DM on Instagram or maybe a direct message on X with what you thought, or if you have cool photos or whatever it may be. That'd be incredible to see. And then, of course, listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. Really, wherever you find podcasts, we're there. And we'd appreciate a review as well if you've liked what you heard. So we couldn't be more thrilled with this experience. I feel just such a weird combination of emotions. Relief that we found the right spot. Excitement that we witnessed it yet again. All sorts of ups and downs. And then now with it in the past, just feeling like, when's the next one, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So...
And we saved gas on the rolling Motel 6.
We sure did. We saved ourselves a good
might get a little
30 hours
on
of driving.
Our mileage, too.
Yeah, we did. So with all that, big cheers. Hope you had a great eclipse day, and we'll talk to you next time.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.